Hey folks, it's Pilgrim Chris. Excuse me, I've got a dodgy voice this morning. I've just been listening to an audioboo from Phil Sorrell, Daylight Gambler here on Audioboo. I listened to it yesterday, and I've just listened to it again today because there was something that I knew that was striking a chord with me within that boo. And I'll post a link to Phil's boo in the description of my own boo. And part of the boo, Phil was talking about and the benefits of getting outside. Of walking, if you like, and this struck a chord with me. As many of you know, walking is a passion of mine, and it's a passion I've been indulging less and less lately through one thing or another, whether it be work, problems with family, and whatever it might be. There's things that have conspired against me to go out walking, and some of those things is a case of sheer physical tiredness. I just simply don't feel like getting outside as much as my mind wants me to. I seem to talk myself out of it. Part of the reason for that is because I've walked in my area all the walks. I know them all very intimately, and sometimes I just need a fresh view, if you like, a fresh horizons to stimulate me or to relax me. And part of walking for me is this juxtaposition between stimulation and relaxation. And a walk for me does both, and it's a very good balance. It's the best balance I've found to bring me peace, if you like. And this idea Phil was talking about, it focuses mind as well as relaxes him. And that's an interesting, these are interesting thoughts. How can we be both stimulated and relaxed at the same time? Well, it's because we find something that is suited to us, that works for us. And walking for me is that. I have to get out more, I have to walk more, and these familiar paths that I talk about, that I think about going on for a walk, and I know where I'm going, I know the routes, and sometimes that can be off-putting. Sometimes I just want fresh horizons, fresh vistas, but that shouldn't stop me from going out, because I do know that once I put my foot outside the front door, and I walk to my, what I call my starting point of walking, a little stye that leads from a housing estate over farmers' fields and then into the distance of places where I can walk. That's one of the areas anyway, but that's my main starting point. Once I reach that point, I'm happy. I know that I'm off for a bit, and I've often gone out thinking I'll walk for an hour and come back 5 hours later. And I enjoy that. And then once I'm walking, I just don't want to stop. I could walk for, I really could. So yeah, Phil's boo did resonate with me there, and I just wanted to share that my thoughts on this too. It's important that we find an activity of some sort that both stimulates and relaxes us, that focuses our mind, yet at the same time allows our mind just to wander. And it's very difficult to describe these conflicting or opposing, what would seem opposing ideas of relaxation, stimulation, etc. But as I say, they do work when you find the right activity, when you find the right thing for you. For some people, it's skiing, mountain biking, driving, whatever it might be. For me, it's walking. So I must go out and hike a little bit more. Must go out and walk a bit more. Because the downsides that I've noticed for myself is I've become grumpier. I'm putting on weight, which is never good. And just grumpier, grumpier all around, trying to work out why I'm grumpy. And I think it's because I'm not reaching out and getting those walks in. And it doesn't have to be an epic. I do like epics, the walks, and I've been guilty in the past of setting my standards too high, in the sense that if I can't go out and go for a long hike, then what's the point? It's not going to have the same benefits as walking around my local area for an hour. But I know that's wrong. That thought process is wrong. And we don't need to set those targets, or I don't need to set higher targets for myself to think I have to do an epic walk to get satisfaction out of it. I don't. And I'm really trying to, I'm convincing myself here that it's true, or at least reassuring myself it's true by this audio boo. So thanks, Phil, for sharing your boo, and thank you all for listening. And as always, if applicable, God bless.